thank you so much for joining us on another edition of Candid Bridal. This is going to be episode number 11. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, super exciting. We ask you to join our Instagram to see kind of a sneak peek into what we'll be talking about today, which is expectation versus reality. So Katie's going to take off, and then we're just going to get started on talking about some of the things in the bridal world that we expect versus what you get.
Yeah, exactly. So when you become a bride, it's one of the most amazing things in your life. It's in a wonderful journey.
We all dream about it.
Absolutely. We all have Pinterest boards of what we want. And then when it starts looking into the bridal gowns, we all make this Pinterest board. And then eventually some brides find this one gown on Pinterest and like, I love this.
And
this
I have
is
to have
my
it.
Gown. I have
they
to
call
have
about it.
It. Yes, they do. They call multiple stores looking for this very specific gown. But a lot of times it can seem, and when you go shopping, you're like, holy cow, that gown either was AI generated by some random company and it's fake, or it's a designer across the seas. It's over $17,000 custom gown. And keeping that budget is important, and don't want to go over it because weddings are so expensive.
They're super expensive. And both of us, we're planning a wedding now, and we know how expensive it can
be. Oh my gosh, they're crazy.
Because you have to think of the groom and what he's going to wear. You have to think of your florals and your food and things like that.
Your venue.
Yes. And so that's an expectation, is you want a $17,000 dress, but maybe we want to stick around like $2,500 or something like that. So that's something that you, as a bride, maybe you want to think about.
Yeah.
Another thing would be customizations. I mean, you know, you want this beautiful overskirt, and maybe the dress is within budget, but maybe customizing an overskirt or making one from scratch. Yeah, making one from scratch will be a little bit more costly. And then, you know, coming into your appointment as well, thinking maybe, like, I know some boutiques will allow it. Ours in particular here at Bella Rose, our stylists are so trained that we go and pick specific dresses for our brides.
Yes.
And so a lot of people think, hey, can I just, like, kind of look around, or which we would love for that to be the case.
Okay.
However, we have so many consultants. We have so many brides in the store that if we let one person look around, everybody gets to look around.
Right.
So we just ask that you trust your consultant.
Yes, indeed. And I know it's a hard thing because you like have grown up watching Say Yes to the Dress, and you expect to be able to go out and find these gowns with everyone. But in the reality world, these consultants are highly trained in knowledge of exactly what you are looking for. You show us what you're looking for and we can find it, because we know these gowns like the back of our hands, inside and out, how they're supposed to lay, their prices, because we don't want you to go rummaging through and, oh my gosh, I love this gown. Oh my gosh, it's way over budget.
Exactly.
You know? We don't want that to happen to you. You want to have a wonderful experience.
Because we're taking into consideration not only the style that you're looking for, but we're also taking in your budget as well. Because we would hate to pull a dress, even on our part, that did not stay within that price range.
Exactly. And it can happen from time to time, which is why we just keep that. We're going to look for you on gowns, which is just the reality of coming into an appointment.
Yes. Another reality, too, is time-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
You might think your wedding's 5 months and you have plenty of time.
No, ma'am.
Reality,
you're gowns, behind.
Yeah, you're a little bit behind the mark. But because it typically takes about 6 to 8 months for dresses to come in, and that is excluding customizations. And that's excluding alterations that you might have to have done to the dress. So that's a reality.
Which usually take about a month for the alterations on top of that. So you're 6 to 8 months, and then you have another month on top of that. And if you do customizations, it takes longer for that gown to even get here. So it could be more of the
because
8 to 10 months.
Gowns.
Handmade gowns. That's why they take so long to come in.
Another thing is veils.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody always waits till the last minute for a veil. They're
yeah.
like, my wedding's on Saturday. I need a veil.
I need a veil. Yeah.
So, although we do have a great inventory with our veils, it is very important if you want a veil that has not been used on other brides and you want
you.
It new for you.
Nothing
for your wedding
damaged,
day.
Just over time.
You gotta get on it.
They usually take about 2 to 3 months-ish for order-wise, so we always recommend coming at least 5 months before a wedding to come and grab your veil.
Because the last thing you want to do is stress out the week of the wedding.
Oh my gosh, I don't have a veil, and then the selections are either low or it's not brand new.
Yes, and so that's a reality.
That is reality.
Another thing is, this is just for the brides that maybe your wedding date's really, really close. Mm-hmm. Expectation is, I'm gonna get a dress that's gonna fit me perfectly for the day of. And sometimes that happens, don't get me wrong.
Rarely.
Yes.
But it does.
But you also have to understand that if a dress is one size away from your size or two sizes, you can always take it into alterations.
Absolutely.
But reality is, that is the added cost to your gown.
It is, and added time as well.
And added time. So that's a reality.
It is a reality.
So we're glad we could kind of cover some bases.
Just break down some things for you to think on.
I think we could probably do a part two to this
as well. Oh my gosh,
we
could talk on this all day long because we want you guys to be prepared and not be like heartbroken about something into the reality of what actually goes on as a bride.
So thank you so much for tuning in to Candid Bridal.
And
hashtag keeping it candid. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.